AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. It's day 30 of the government shutdown, and food aid for more than 40 million Americans could expire by the end of the week. Democrats in Congress pushed for a temporary fix to the issue. Senate Majority Leader John Thune objected to the request.
This bill is a cynical attempt to provide political cover for Democrats to allow them to carry on their government shutdown even longer.
And AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports an appeals court has blocked a ruling requiring a senior Border Patrol official to brief a judge on immigration sweeps in Chicago.
On Tuesday, U.S. District Judge Sarah Ellis ordered U.S. Customs and Border Patrol Chief Patrol Agent Gregory Bovino to give her daily briefings on immigration operations being conducted in Chicago, an unprecedented bid to impose real-time oversight on the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. But before Bovino's first meeting with Ellis Wednesday, the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals stepped in and blocked her order. The legal action comes after weeks of confrontations and increasingly aggressive tactics by government agents working Operation Midway Blitz. The Department of Homeland Security called Ellis's order judicial overreach. The sweeps have resulted in more than 1,800 arrests and complaints of excessive force. I'm Ben Thomas.
A jury has convicted an Illinois sheriff's deputy of second-degree murder in the shooting death of Sonia Massey, a black woman who called 911 to report a suspected prowler. In 2024, Sean Grayson could be sentenced to up to 20 years in prison or even probation. The jury did not convict him of first-degree murder, a crime that carries a sentence of 45 years to life. Massey's supporters were angered by the result. And Hurricane Melissa is forecast to bring flooding and a storm surge to the Bahamas today. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Toronto's Davis Schneider and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit back-to-back homers to lead off the game for the first time in World Series history, and the Blue Jays beat the Dodgers 6-1 in Game 5 to claim a 3-2 series lead. Toronto starter Trey Yesavage struck out a Fall Classic rookie record 12 over 7 innings of one-run ball.
It was massive. Those guys set the tone.
The Twins hired Derek Shelton as their new manager. NBA Austin Reeves had 28 points and 16 assists and made a buzzer-beating floater to help the Lakers hold off the Timberwolves 116-115. Miami guard Terry Rozier and Portland coach Chauncey Billups will not receive their salaries while on leave in gambling cases, and the Lions signed Pro Bowl edge rusher Aiden Hutchinson to a contract extension through 2030. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.